Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Welcome everybody to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. This will be my WWE Backlash France predictions episode. WWE Backlash France takes place live this Saturday, May the 4th, from Lyon, France, at the LDLC Arena. This is WWE's first time holding a pay-per-view in France. It's also the first Backlash event being held outside of the United States. So I'm going to run down the card for you guys, give all my predictions for each match on the card. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, you can follow me on Twitter, at the Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, the Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I have three new videos up for you guys, the short clips. I attended Northeast Wrestling's Hat City Havoc 2. It featured an amazing match between TNA X Division champion Mustafa Ali and indie sensation KC Navarro. They put on a banger, hell of a match. Check that video out. I also put up clips from Brian Anthony versus Vito in the unsanctioned street fight match. Brian Anthony was victorious in his retirement match, 17 years in Northeast Wrestling. So definitely check that out on the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. So let's get into it. WWE Backlash France takes place live this Saturday, May the 4th. As of recording, as of today, there is only, I believe, 5 matches announced. Now, they may announce more matches this Friday on SmackDown, but I'm recording this episode for you guys now because, you know, I have a busy work week. I'll be busy Friday, so I wanted to record this for you guys before Saturday. So let's get into it. Let's start off with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are taking on the Bloodline. Well, I call it the New Bloodline because it's Solo Sikoa and the newest member of the Bloodline. They're calling him MFT Tama Tonga. Now, if you're not familiar with Tama Tonga, he used to be in New Japan. He was a tag team in New Japan with, I believe it was Hikuleo. That's his real-life brother. Tama Tonga is the son of Haku. So deep, deep roots within the Bloodline family. He was in New Japan Pro with his brother, Hikuleo. They were the Gorillas of Destiny. They were IWGP Tag Team Champions 7 times. They won the World Tag League Tournament. Tama Tonga held the NEVER Openweight Championship 4 times in New Japan. He's worked in CMLL. He was a Tag Team Champion in CMLL, and now he is in WWE in the Bloodline. So this is interesting. Roman Reigns is gone. Roman Reigns lost his undisputed championship to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania 40. We haven't seen Roman Reigns. You know, they had the WWE draft this past weekend. On SmackDown was the first night. The Bloodline got drafted without Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns said he took himself out of being eligible for being drafted. So it's interesting. So Sikoa has kind of appointed himself as this new head of the table, you could say. He's telling Paul Heyman what to do. He's scaring Paul Heyman. He has Tama Tonga just beating the crap out of Kevin Owens. So this is how this feud has started. Now, as far as who wins this match, you know, if I'm booking it, I would say the Bloodline should win this match. I wouldn't have Tama Tonga lose his debut WWE match, especially in France at Backlash. You know, these international pay-per-views are bigger now. Backlash used to be a B-level pay-per-view. This is an A pay-per-view now, man. You're in France. You're sold out. I say Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga pick up that win, look dominant, and you keep this new incarnation, this new Bloodline going strong into the summer. Because Roman Reigns will return eventually. I would put money on Roman Reigns returning around SummerSlam. And I'm not just saying that because I'm going to SummerSlam. I just think give Roman Reigns those months off. Let him rest up. Spend time with his family. Bring back Roman Reigns and we can set up Solo Sikoa versus Roman Reigns. Now, I don't know if that's going to take place at SummerSlam. If that's going to take place Bash in Berlin. But either way, my pick to win, Solo Sikoa, Tama Tonga, the Bloodline. We have the Women's Tag Team Championships on the line. It's the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. It's Asuka and Kairi Sane. They're the Kabuki Warriors. They're taking on Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, or I call them the strongest Storm in WWE. Now, nothing against the Kabuki Warriors, but Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill should absolutely whoop that ass, whoop that trick in this match, okay? Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill look like if you took two women and just carved them out of stone and said, this is what the new wrestler should look like. I mean, if you look at Bianca Belair, you look at Jade Cargill, they have the looks. They have the skill in ring. They can cut a promo. I mean, it's a win situation. It's win-win. You can't lose with Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. I think Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill should win this match. I think they should win the Women's Tag Team Championships. And the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships can be defended on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. They said that in the draft. Put the tag titles on Bianca and Jade and just have them go on a tour, man. Have them go to NXT, have them go to Raw, have them go to SmackDown, and just make them a dominant duo in the women's division. Make them your modern day mega powers. Okay, they can go in there and just tear it up with the women in NXT. They can tear it up on SmackDown, Raw, anywhere. So my pick to win and become the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions this Saturday at Backlash France is Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. We have a triple threat for the WWE Women's Championship. It's a WWE Women's Champion. The role model, my role model, Bayley. She's defending against Naomi and Tiffy Time, Tiffany Stratton. It's going to be a good triple threat. I don't see Bayley losing the Women's Championship right now. Just won at WrestleMania. Bayley's deserved this championship for a long time. She's put in the work. Nothing against Naomi, nothing against Tiffany Stratton. I love Tiffany Stratton. It's always Tiffy time in my house. But it's not Tiffany's moment right now. And it won't hurt Naomi for taking the loss. So I'm going to say Bayley retains here. I'm going to say maybe Naomi and Tiffany Stratton maybe cost each other the match. I mean, Nia Jax is on SmackDown now. Nia Jax has had her eye on Bayley, so maybe Nia Jax comes out there, attacks everyone, and it's a DQ. And you can't lose a title on a DQ. I'll say that's, I would do that if I'm booking it. That protects all the women involved. I know a lot of people don't like these DQ finishes, but that way it protects everyone. No one takes the pin. And Bayley keeps the title. So I'm going to say the winner of the match via interference and still women's champion, Bayley. We have the World Heavyweight Championship on the line. It's the World Heavyweight Champion, El Champion, Judgment Day member for now, Damian Priest, defending his World Heavyweight Championship against main event, Jey Uso. Yeet. It's going to be a great match. Now, I say Damian Priest is a member of the Judgment Day for now because Damian Priest is going on social media. He's on Raw saying he doesn't need any of the members of the Judgment Day. He doesn't need Judgment Day fighting his battles. I find it very odd Damian Priest is saying he doesn't need anyone and he'll do what he wants now that Rhea Ripley's gone. Because when Rhea Ripley was there, she told Damian Priest what to do. She told Damian Priest she can't cash in yet. She told Damian Priest she can't do this, she can't do that. Now Damian Priest said he doesn't need anyone in Judgment Day. Well, if that's the case, I wouldn't help Damian Priest at all. If I'm Finn Balor, JD, or Dominic. Well, Dominic's, he's hurt, so he can't help. But if I'm pinning JD, I'm going to say, okay, Damian, you got it, bro. You don't need us. But on Raw last night, JD inadvertently cost Damian Priest the match. Now, I'm not saying Damian Priest is losing that World Heavyweight Championship. I don't think he's losing it until SummerSlam, and I'll say why in a minute. I'm going to say Damian Priest wins this match, retains his World Heavyweight Championship against Jey Uso at Backlash France. But JD's going to keep accidentally almost costing him the match, you know. And I think Damian Priest will get kicked out of Judgment Day, or will leave Judgment Day, because Finn Balor and JD are more of a group, more of a unit than Damian Priest. Damian Priest is your World Heavyweight Champion. Now, do you turn Damian Priest babyface? You can, or you can keep him heel. Damian Priest has a huge following. His meet and greet sell out. So, I mean, he could be a tweener. But I'm going to say Damian Priest retains here at Backlash. And if I'm booking it for selfish reasons, because I'm going to SummerSlam, I want to see Finn Balor win Money in the Bank in Toronto, because he's never won Money in the Bank. He deserves it. And at SummerSlam, I want to see Finn Balor versus Damian Priest for that World Heavyweight Championship. They just re-signed Finn Balor. My man hasn't had a main roster title in a while. You know, he was tag team champions with Damian Priest. But he hasn't had a world heavyweight title in a long time. Give me Finn Balor, world heavyweight champion at SummerSlam, defeating Damian Priest. I think that'd be great. In the main event, it's American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. He's defending his undisputed WWE championship. That's right, undisputed WWE Championship. They dropped the Universal title once Cody won at WrestleMania. They said this is a new era of WWE, so it's no more undisputed Universal WWE Championship. It's the undisputed WWE Championship. The undisputed WWE Champion, Cody Rhodes, defending against former Bullet Club member. Yeah, I said it. I said Bullet Club. Former Bullet Club member, the phenomenal AJ Styles. It's going to be a burner, man. It's going to be a banger. It's going to slap. Whatever the kids say, it's going to slap. It's going to be a banger. It's going to be fire. It's going to be a great match, man. Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles have so much history, okay? Both were in Bullet Club. AJ Styles once faced Cody Rhodes' dad, Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to look it up. I believe it was at a TNA pay-per-view. Let me look it up here. Let me fact check it. Yeah, so AJ Styles once fought Dusty Rhodes to win the NWA Championship at, this was at a TNA pay-per-view. Man, what's the date here? I'm trying to get the date for you guys. Let's get the date here. Okay, so yes, AJ Styles defeated Dusty Rhodes at the TNA pay-per-view in 2003. And that's history right there, man. So you got AJ Styles versus Cody Rhodes, former Bullet Club members, they were both NWA World Heavyweight Champion. AJ Styles once defeated Cody Rhodes' dad. And now AJ Styles is going to face Cody Rhodes for that WWE Championship. It's going to be a great match. Who wins this match? Cody Rhodes wins this match. Cody Rhodes isn't losing. Excuse me. Cody Rhodes isn't losing his undisputed WWE Championship yet. You know, especially he was trying to get that championship off Roman Reigns for 2 years. He finally did it, or a year. My timeline blurs. Finally finished the story. Great moment. I was at WrestleMania 40. I cried when that man won that title. So Cody Rhodes isn't going to lose that title yet. Now, like I said, it's going to be a great match. And in the end, my pick to win and retain is American Nightmare Cody Rhodes. Hopefully they shake hands at the end of the match, because it's going to be a great match. Now, like I said, I don't see Cody Rhodes losing that title yet. you know, when the argument can be made, when does, if at all, Cody Rhodes loses that title? Now, the reality is, no one's going to beat Roman Reigns' title reign. Okay, no one's going to touch that title reign that Roman Reigns had. Roman Reigns will go down in history as the longest reigning champion in WWE of the modern era. So, do you keep the title on Cody for 6 months? Do you keep the title on Cody for a year? It's hard to say. You know, I put this question on Twitter last night because I've been thinking about it. You know, the Raw after WrestleMania, I was there, right? I made TV, Monday Night Raw, Philadelphia. Rock came in the ring with Cody Rhodes. The Rock told Cody Rhodes he has to go away for a while. But he said, can he hold that belt you have, Cody? Can I hold your undisputed WWE Championship? Cody Rhodes let The Rock hold it. The Rock put the WWE Championship on his shoulder. The Rock said, this just feels right. The Rock said, when he comes back to WWE, whether Cody's the champion or not, it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus The Rock. Now, my question to everyone is, when, where, and will it be for the title when Cody versus The Rock happens? Because if the end game is The Rock versus Roman Reigns, and what will be The Rock's retirement match, right? Because we were supposed to get The Rock versus Roman Reigns WrestleMania 40. They pivoted. Cody versus Roman, that was the right decision. But if The Rock is a long gamer, right, and The Rock wants to have a couple more matches, Cody Rhodes even came out on SmackDown and said he thinks The Rock has more than one more match in him. What's more important? Is it more important for Cody Rhodes as WWE Champion to defeat The Rock in The Rock's last match? Or would it be more important for Roman Reigns, a babyface Roman Reigns, to defeat a heel Rock for the undisputed WWE Championship in The Rock's last match? As much as I love Cody Rhodes, I think it's more important for The Rock to be WWE Champion going into WrestleMania 41, presumably in Las Vegas, because that's what all the reports are saying now, that WrestleMania 41 isn't going to be in Minneapolis anymore. They're going to move WrestleMania 41 to Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. You know, in a marquee match, a big match, WWE Champion The Rock versus Roman Reigns in a career versus title match. So, in order to get there, Cody Rhodes would have to lose his undisputed WWE Championship to The Rock. And I know The Rock's filming his movies right now. He has Moana 2 coming out. He's going to be filming The Smashing Machine, the UFC movie. He's doing all the live-action Moana is going to be starting. But The Rock controls his own schedule, okay? That's what I keep telling one. If The Rock wants to be... If The Rock's done filming The Smashing Machine August 1st, and The Man wants to be at SummerSlam August 3rd, he can do it. And everyone says, well, no, he has to train. He trained for 12 weeks for Mania. I get that. That was his first match back, everyone. The Rock has a traveling gym with him. Okay. You don't need The Rock on television the whole month of July to build Cody versus The Rock for SummerSlam. You don't need that. You don't need The Rock on TV. The Rock can send in his social media stuff like he was doing during WrestleMania. And that was great. Rock doesn't have to be on TV every week to build Cody versus The Rock at SummerSlam. Cody Rhodes can lay down the challenge and say, hey, Rock, I'm calling you out SummerSlam. Meet me in the middle of the ring at Cleveland Brown Stadium. I'm not saying that's going to happen. There's other matches you could do. You could do Cody versus Gunther. You could do Cody versus Finn, for example. You could do Cody versus Dragunov. Cody's on SmackDown. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's other matches you could do. You could do Cody versus Randy Orton. There you go. SummerSlam. They have history. But I think Cody Rhodes versus Rock for the Undisputed WWE Championship at SummerSlam. Sorry, WWE Championship SummerSlam would be a great match. The Rock defeats Cody Rhodes for that WWE Championship. And then we get The Rock versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 41 for the WWE Championship. Or we can go the opposite way here. The Rock versus Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam for that Undisputed WWE Championship. I keep saying Undisputed. It's in my head, guys. For the Undisputed WWE Championship. And then The Rock's about to defeat Cody at SummerSlam. Here comes a returning Roman Reigns out the crowd with the hood on like Solo did and Jimmy and Jay. Roman Reigns costs The Rock the match at SummerSlam, and then we're off to the races, and we can do Bloodline Civil War games, Bloodline Civil War war games, and then you can do Roman versus Rock at WrestleMania 41 in a career versus career match. But either way, and then Cody Rhodes retains his undisputed WWE Championship this Saturday at Backlash. Want to say thank you for joining me, folks. As always, follow me on Twitter at The Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. Head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. Definitely subscribe to the channel, as I will be going on my Summer of Balor tour. It all starts in June. We'll be going to Smash Master Wrestling Voodoo Parking Lot Brawl in Scranton, Pennsylvania. If you're local to the area, definitely check out Smash Master Wrestling. And then I will be attending AEW's and New Japan Pro's Forbidden Door Sunday, June the 30th on Long Island at the UBS Arena. And then I will be attending Hardy Boys, Jeff and Matt Hardy. They will be doing a meet and greet together as the Hardy Boys at Pandora's Box Toys and Collectibles, Lafayette, New Jersey. And then we will be hitting the road to Cleveland, Ohio, August 2nd. We have WrestleCon, Cleveland, SmackDown. And then August 3rd, we have the biggest party of the summer, my favorite WWE event of the year because my birthday is in August, WWE SummerSlam. This Saturday, it's the Backlash from WrestleMania. It's WWE Backlash France. Will Solo Sikoa and Tama Tonga show Randy Orton and Kevin Owens that there's a new bloodline in town? Will Bayley retain her women's championship, or will it be Tiffy time, or will Naomi feel the glow, and will we have a new women's champion? And will Damian Priest prove to everyone he doesn't need Judgment Day to be World Heavyweight Champion? Or will Jey Uso show Damian Priest that main event Jey Uso's in his city, and will we have a new World Heavyweight Champion? And it's the main event. It's American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes versus former Bullet Club member AJ Styles. Will AJ Styles show Cody Rhodes that AJ Styles is phenomenal and Cody Rhodes don't want none? And will AJ Styles win that undisputed WWE Championship? Or will Cody Rhodes show AJ Styles that if you come at the king, you best not miss? And Cody Rhodes is the king of WWE. We'll find out live this Saturday. It's WWE Backlash France. Till next time.